Harley-Davidson celebrated its 115th anniversary last weekend, bringing motorcycle enthusiasts to Prague from all corners of the globe. Some 110,000 people flooded into the city's Holešovice neighborhood for the festivities, fully 10% more than expected. Morgan Child visited the anniversary headquarters at Prague's Výstaviště to find out what brought this gigantic society together from all over the world.
I'm in Prague 7 in Holešovice in front of Veletržný palác, and while it's a holiday weekend, it's Saturday, July 7th, here in Prague 7 things are pretty crazy. It's the 115th anniversary of Harley-Davidson and people have flocked to Prague for the festivities. You can hear there are bikers returning from the big parade across the city. They're driving up to the exhibition grounds, and I'm going to go over there and talk to some of them.
Residents of Prague 7 received free entrance to the anniversary, and in the environs of the exhibition grounds in Holešovice, it was easy to see why. Some 110,000 people flooded into the neighborhood, 10% more than expected. I wanted to know what it was about Harley-Davidson that brought this gigantic society together from all over the world. Shams Kazi, who came with a group of 18 all the way from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, had this to say about the camaraderie of the event.
It's a lifestyle. It's, you get to meet new people, make a group of friends, travel all over the world. Wherever you go on a Harley, you get a smile from strangers. It's just amazing, you know. Especially in our times, you know, you need something like that.
Do you feel a sense of community here? It's a ton of people.
Yes, very friendly. Everybody's smiling, coming, tapping us up, you know, like when they see the chapter that we're from Saudi and they're so happy that we came over.
Many riders boasted leather vests emblazoned with acronyms like HOG, Harley Owners Group, and LOH, the Ladies of Harley. Sheetal Shah, a dentist from India, introduced me to a few more.
Our whole community is bonded into a group all over India, and we meet regularly. We have 4 different rallies in India. It starts as the IHR, Indian Hog Rally at Goa, and then it's EHR, Eastern Hog Rally, Western Hog Rally, Northern Hog Rally, and Southern Hog Rally at all different corners of India. And the community, around 800 to 1,000 riders, they get together every time.
Neil Farley from the group 1066, named for the Battle of Hastings, said that his British cohorts were particularly excited to be attending the anniversary this July, while they could also catch the World Cup at night. He admitted to being a brand loyalist after 40 years of riding Harleys.
The bikes are beautiful. They look very pretty. They're just so unusual, you know, compared to the modern bikes, which all look very similar. Difficult to distinguish a Honda from a Kawasaki. You can see a Harley down the street. You know it's a Harley, you know? And that's what makes them outrageously beautiful.
Farley repeated what the others had told me, that a sense of community brings riders like him together from all over the world, and that enthusiasm inspires them to get on the road for other official Harley-Davidson events. Here's Sheetal Shah again.
The Hog Brotherhood, it's the strongest bonding in the world. Like everyone is busy in the life, morning to night. Like I'm a surgeon, I do dental surgeries and patients all day. And on the weekends, when you sit on your Harley and you ride, now you fly like you are with the wings, and you get a feeling of satisfaction and something. That is something which is very good.
Morgan Charles with that report from the Harley-Davidson days.